92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've covered more than a dozen Wisconsin sheriff's departments that have now entered into special agreements with ICE. And now those deals will be examined by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Melissa Kay reports.
The case was filed by Voces de la Frontera, a Milwaukee-based immigrants' rights group. Executive Director Christine Nunez-Ortiz.
And we are grateful that the state Supreme Court is taking this up, because at this moment, where we are fighting authoritarianism, we need local and state protections particularly.
As of July of this year, 13 county sheriffs have signed contracts to participate in the 287G program. Wood County signed its contract in March, according to a report from the ACLU, and neighboring Marathon County signed an agreement with ICE last month. When asked about working with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Sheriff Sean Becker said the 287G agreements came out within the last few years, and to his understanding, by signing onto the agreement, it would give the county some protections against being sued if they were asked by ICE to detain someone without a valid and legal reason.
We can't go out and enforce any ICE detainers or warrants. They're civil. But it can be enforced if you have that partnership by ICE, if that person commits a crime and comes to jail.
Wood County recently finished a $1 million jail project. Becker said if ICE asked them to detain someone long term, he would.
If it's legally justified, yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
The Palmyra Police Department was set to become the first police department in the state to join this program under the task force model, which would have given them even more immigration authority. But after pushback from the community, they dropped the proposal. There are some new changes to Metro bus routes. The South Transfer Point is now closed. Routes G, H, and O are now ending at the new bus stop at Park and Hughes, one block north of the South Transfer Point. Route B will use Park and Hughes, too. City staff will be adding temporary bus shelters and benches to make that functional for now. All of these changes are to accommodate the future Park and Badger redevelopment. In that project, the city will add 600 units of housing and a new Fire Station 6. These route changes first took effect yesterday. And the very first state office built outside the Capitol is now for sale. Construction on 1 West Wilson began in 1930, and now it's an iconic part of the Madison skyline. It's just across the street from Monona Terrace. Most recently, it was home to the Department of Health Services. It's got 11 stories above ground and 4 more below. Selling the property is part of Governor Tony Evers' Vision 2030 plan, which aims to offload some unused properties owned by the state and encourage remote work, all to save taxpayer dollars. That whole mission would end up saving taxpayers more than $500 million in deferred maintenance costs. 1 West Wilson is on the National Register of Historic Places and features an Art Deco style. Department of Administration Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld calls it a one-of-a-kind opportunity. The building can be developed into just about anything from a hospital to housing. Bidding for the property will begin in March. And a Madison middle schooler spent the weekend representing Team USA in an international judo competition. Ilian Hoskins is a seventh grader at Sennett Middle School. He's been a judo athlete since he was 4 and was named the nation's top junior athlete in 2022. He's in Peru for this year's Pan American Judo Championship. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers over the Bears in a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay over Chicago, 28-21. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams attempting a pass in the end zone to tie the game up, but Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon with the interception to clinch the win. I asked him what he saw.
We was in like a zero call, and my guy went behind the backfield, and I was chasing. And I saw the tight end free, so I knew he was the only person to get the ball. So I just ran to me through the ball. I thought he was going to overthrow it over me, and then I jumped, and I was like, oh, I can't grab it. I just grabbed it.
The Packers, now 9-3-1, back in first place in their division. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Took a full 60 minutes, and we're fortunate that we made a play when we needed to at the end of the game. But, it was a back-and-forth battle, particularly in that second half.
Up next, they're on the road to Denver to face the Broncos. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Marquette over the weekend. Tomorrow, they fly to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers Wednesday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 23 this afternoon. Tonight, light snow, just a dusting. We'll drop into the mid-teens, and then tomorrow, more snow with a little rain mixed in at times and a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.